Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook, it's not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it, and I know you guys will too. And listen to this great offer to get you started. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with our very special guest, Mike Agovino, executive producer of the podcast With the Benefit of Hindsight. And Mike, where we left off in quarter number three was you did a great segue to the free report. And that's what I want to talk about in this segment, or more importantly, I want you to talk about it.
Yeah.
And you gave me a summary of everything, of your whole story. It's 40 pages. I have highlighted, and I'm showing you my little highlight right there. Here's what you said. Louis Freed was paid $6.5 million for a made-as-ordered interpretation of the events. That's a really strong statement there, Mike.
Yes, it is. And I actually repeated there something that was told to us by multiple former Board of Trustee members. And so let's look chronologically at what happened, and we'll examine what Free does and what's in the Free report. So the board hires him on the 21st. First of all, this is the former director of the FBI during the Clinton and first Bush administrations. He was the director of the FBI during Ruby Ridge, during Waco, during the famous Richard Jewell situation. He resigns in less than honorable terms from the government, and now the private sector, he opens a firm that basically their business model is doing investigations, being paid by the people they are investigating. So basically, tell me what you need me to find, tell me what you need me to prove on your behalf, and our investigators will go prove that. Now, how do we know that? Well, we know from court records, from emails that are in court records, that Free's people were in constant communication with not only prosecutors but also the NCAA during their quote unquote investigation. That the investigation interviewed some 430 people, but never interviewed any of the following people. Never interviewed anyone who accused Sandusky. Never interviewed Mike McQuarrie, never interviewed Dr. Dranoff, never interviewed Sandusky, never interviewed Tim Curley, never interviewed Gary Schultz. They didn't interview anybody that mattered, right? So they conduct 400 interviews, they just 3 weeks after Sandusky is convicted on June 22nd of 2012, they hold a press conference. Louis Freed holds a press conference. He holds it on July 12th of 2012, the morning after the All-Star game, the Major League All-Star game. Literally anyone in the media, sports media, knows that is the quietest day of the year for sports news. And so if you are making any kind of announcement on that date, it is going to own the media. There's a website glitch.
Freed, well, let me just stop you there. because people can't see you, Mike. You were doing air quotes around website glitch.
Yes. I don't know. Few people who understand this story would use the term website glitch with a serious look on their face. So there is a, quote, website glitch, and the only thing that can be distributed to the media is a brief summary of Free's findings, not his entire report, okay? So, and a week earlier, somehow, because Free doesn't know, the fact that the key evidence are secret emails that they were able to obtain is leaked to CNN. So a week before he does his actual press conference, CNN reports that there are secret emails that Free's investigators found of the administrators discussing the cover-up. That's how it's portrayed publicly, right? So now we have the date, the quietest sports news day of the year. We have the website glitch. We have Free handing out only the small summary. And basically, he announces that his conclusions are that that after interviewing all these people, that there was a culture of corruption at Penn State, that the administrators were aware of the 1998 case, which, by the way, they were aware of the 1998 case, which had been adjudicated, had been found unfounded, and was to have been expunged. And so the administrator's awareness of the 98 case should have, in a world rotating on the proper axis, told everyone that they were aware that Sandusky wasn't a pedophile from that case, not that they were aware that that he was. And so the fact that that is used is really, it ought to be laughable. He goes on to state that that the reason for the cover-up was to avoid the negative publicity around all of this, that they were aware of the McQuarrie incident and yet made no attempt to locate victim two, which is completely untrue. Sandusky offered to have Tim Curley speak directly with victim two, and Tim Curley, for whatever reason at the time, decided he didn't need to speak to that young man and didn't. They informed Sandusky of the complaint, which to Free was irresponsible because Sandusky could have gone and injured that boy. And so all of these conclusions, this culture of corruption and all of this to avoid negative publicity, came out of this, quote, secret email file, which we just discussed a little bit ago, was not a secret email file. It was Gary Shultz's personal file that he turned over to prosecutors as soon as he became aware that it still existed, and his executive assistant, his former executive assistant, brought it to him. If there was really a cover-up, and if these administrators were really criminals, despite pristine track records and everything else, don't you think Gary Shultz would have removed these incriminating emails from the file before turning it over? Or, to look at it another way, if these people are smart people, and you're talking about a university president, an athletic director, and a vice president, all again with pristine reputations, would they be communicating over Penn State email servers the specifics of their cover-up? I think they're probably smart enough to have done whatever conversing they needed to do in a different way than over Penn State email that could easily be looked at. And so it's laughable that this was the major evidence presented by Free. But also, think about this. If prosecutors thought that these files were smoking gun, were such great evidence, why wouldn't they present them at trial? The emails were never presented at trial. They're never presented at trial because there are problems in those emails. Problems prosecutors knew about, but problems prosecutors felt pretty sure handing those files over to Free, no one would ever challenge Free on some of those pieces of information that were in there. So prosecutors never do anything with those emails because if you read those emails in a less nefarious way and the way they were really intended, and you look at 1998 for what it really was, when McQuarrie tells his story to Curley and to Schultz, he tells them that he heard noises. He tells them that what happened he thought was inappropriate. It's described as horseplay. And so they are looking at these discussions they're having with Sandusky and discussions about Sandusky under a completely different prism. They're looking at it as, here's a guy who was investigated in 98 and found to be innocent, and that case was to have been expunged, destroyed, not to exist, and yet it's being used by Free as evidence here. And they're talking about being quote-unquote humane, which was in an email that Spanier drafted towards Sandusky, because they know he's innocent. Free, McQuarrie, didn't tell them he saw anything like a sex act or anything other than something he considered inappropriate, which was a 60-year-old former coach taking a shower with a nearly 14-year-old boy, although they said he was around 10 in the presentment. And so they're looking at it, and they don't want to destroy the Second Mile, which is this tremendous charity that has done so much great work, and they don't want to destroy Sandusky, but they know that Sandusky needs to understand that it's no longer 1960. He can't behave with this naivete around what he can do with the kids. And so they're discussing how to handle him appropriately, given that they know he's not a pedophile.
Mike, I know there is so, so much more to the story, but we are out of time. We have to end it right there. That's it for our show. As always, I look forward to the feedback from our listeners and thoughts on this topic. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.